Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni as we finish off the first parak today with parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and then we're going to begin the second parak of Maaser Sheni with parak Beis Mishnah Aleph as we continue our discussion regarding what you're allowed to do with the money of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, "Ein lokchin avadim u'shefachos v'karkaus u'behema." You're not allowed to purchase slaves or maidservants or land or a non-kosher animals from the money of Maaser Sheni, because at the end of the day, like we're going to see in the next Mishnah, and like we've discussed until now, you're only allowed to use the money of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim to purchase items that can be used for eating, drinking, or putting them on your body. It has to be food-related. Says the Mishnah, Vim lakach, but if one does this, if one does use the money of Maaser Sheni to purchase other things, yochal kenegdan, then you have to basically take the exact amount of money that you spent on those other things, and you have to then take that money and use it towards food in Yerushalayim. So if I spend 10 dinars on a non-kosher animal, or on some land, or on a slave, then I need to take another 10 dinar, and I need to spend that money on food in Yerushalayim as part of Maaser Sheni. Now we're continuing to discuss other types of questions regarding what you can use that money for. Like we learned earlier, the ideal way to spend the money in Maaser Sheni is on a karban shlam, on voluntary karbanos that are being brought in Yerushalayim. The question now, though, is are you allowed to use that money of Maaser Sheni towards obligatory karbanos, towards karbanos that you have to bring anyway? Says the Mishnah, Ein mevin kinei zavim v'kinei zavos v'kinei yoldos chataos v'ashamos midme Maaser Sheni. Says the Mishnah that you're not allowed to bring the birds that a zav brings, or a zava, or someone who gives birth, or a karban chathas, or a karban asham. All of these are karbanos that are mandatory, that are obligations, and therefore you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to bring any of these obligatory karbanos. It's only voluntary karbanos that you're allowed to use the money of Maaser Sheni for. And says the Mishnah of Im Havi, and if one uses the money of Maaser Sheni to bring any of these obligatory karbanos, yochal kenegdam, the same halacha applies, that you got to take that money that you used to purchase this obligatory karban and use that money for one of the permissible usages of Maaser Sheni money, food, drinks, and so on, to eat or drink in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Finishing off the parag, Zahaklal, this is the rule. Kol shechutz la'achila v'lishasiya v'lisicha, anything that is for any other purpose besides for eating, drinking, or anointing yourself. We said earlier and many times until now that shtia, that drinking, and sicha, anointing and rubbing on your skin, are considered the same. So for for eating, drinking, and anointing yourself, midmei Maaser Sheni, certainly you're allowed to use the money of Maaser Sheni for any of those purposes, yochal kenegdo. But if it's something else, if it's different, if it's not one of these three main purposes and goals, then you would have to use that money that you spent on one of these things, on food, on drinks, and then you'd have to then use that in Yerushalayim based on the money that you originally had. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, as we get very fundamental now and discuss the clear-cut laws and rules of what you can use the Maaser Sheni money for. Says the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni nitan la'achila v'lishtia u'lisicha, that the Maaser Sheni money can be used for eating something, for drinking something, for anointing yourself, for rubbing it on your body. Lechol davar shedarko lechol, you can eat something, you can only eat something that's generally speaking fit for eating. So for example, if something spoils, then you wouldn't eat that as Maaser Sheni. You're not obligated to eat Maaser Sheni that spoils, because that's not something that would typically be eaten. Ve'lasuch davar shedarko lasuch, and you only rub something on your body if that's something that was typically rubbed on your body. So therefore, says the Mishnah, lo'yosuch yayin v'chometz, you shouldn't be rubbing a wine on yourself or vinegar on yourself and anointing yourself with that, because those things are typically drunk and eaten. They're not typically rubbed on oneself. But certainly you can rub oil on yourself, because that is something that was typically done. People would often rub oil on themselves, and therefore you're allowed to use the money of Maaser Sheni to purchase oil to rub on yourself. But it's all about what its general primary purpose is. And if its primary purpose is for eating and drinking, then that's what you should do. If its primary purpose is for rubbing, that's what you should do. If you could do either, then you could choose. But it's based on the primary purpose of that particular product, of that particular item. Continuing now in our Mishnah, Ein Mefatmin Shemen Shel Maaser Sheni. You cannot make this a situation where you have shemen of Maaser Sheni and you're basically perfuming it, where you put spices into the shemen, into the oil of Ma'aser Sheni. And the reason why you can't do that is because what's going to happen is the spices are going to absorb some of the shemen that's, and again, it's holy shemen, it's shemen that's Ma'aser Sheni. And then ultimately you're going to throw out some of those spices, and then you're throwing out Ma'aser Sheni, which you're certainly not allowed to do. So you can't perfume the shemen of Ma'aser Sheni because ultimately it's going to absorb some of it, and you're going to end up throwing out some of the Ma'aser Sheni. Ve'ein lokhin b'dmei Ma'aser Sheni shemen mifutam. And you're not allowed to purchase with Ma'aser Sheni spiced oil. This was a type of an oil that people would, only people with refined tastes would really be able to enjoy and understand. And the Ma'aser Sheni is for everyone, not for what normal people are able to eat, what other people, what normal people are able to enjoy. And therefore, you can't purchase spiced oil, the shemen mefutam, with money of Ma'aser Sheni. Continuing in the Mishnah, aval bat mefatim hu asayayin, but you may perfume a wine of Ma'aser Sheni because the spices that you put in the wine of spiced wine, of perfumed wine, are generally consumed with the wine, and therefore nothing's being disregarded, nothing's being thrown out, nothing's being wasted. Unlike the oil where you throw out the spices, when it comes to wine, the spices are consumed with the wine, and therefore all of it is able to be consumed together, and therefore you may make spiced wine that from Ma'aser Sheni. Now we're going to be discussing various mixtures that occur with Ma'aser Sheni wine, and the halacha is going to be ultimately that the question is really going to be, let's say, well, if you have we'll see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Nafal l'socho devash v'tavlin v'hishbichu." If you have either honey or spices that fell into wine that's Ma'aser Sheni v'hishbichu, what happens is it improves, it benefits it. So what happens is the ultimate product that you have now is now worth more, is more valuable than the sum of the individual parts. So the question is, how much is this item worth, and how much Ma'aser Sheni do you have? Says the Mishnah, Hashvach lefi cheshbon. The profit that you have to assess is based on the percentage of the wine that you had. So if you have 2/3 wine and 1/3 honey, so you have to assess the profit and say 2/3 of the profit is Ma'aser Sheni, and 1/3 of the profit is not Ma'aser Sheni. Similarly, Dagam Shinis Bashlim Hakaflotos Shel Ma'aser Sheni Vehishbichu. If you have a fish that are being cooked with leeks of Ma'aser Sheni, and again, that you created a product that's now more valuable than the sum of the fish by themselves, or the sum of the leeks by themselves. Says the Mishnah, Hashvach Lefi Acheshbon. The profit has to be assessed based on the percentage of what you had. So if, again, if it's a one, if you had 2/3 of fish and 1/3 leek, or vice versa, then you have to take that percentage of the profit, and that's how much Ma'aser Sheni you have. However, the Mishnah is going to give us a different type of case where it says, Isa shal Ma'aser Sheni she'afa v'hishbicha. If you take dough of Ma'aser Sheni that's baked, and once it's baked, then it becomes much more valuable than just the dough by itself. So it says the Mishnah, Hashvach l'sheni, that the profit all goes for the Ma'aser Sheni. We assume that the whole value of the item is completely Ma'aser Sheni. None of it is not Ma'aser Sheni. The reason why you might think otherwise is because the firewood that was used was not Ma'aser Sheni. So you might think, oh, we use the firewood to do it, and therefore some of the we couldn't have done it without the firewood. Some of the value should be not Ma'aser Sheni. No, the answer is the firewood doesn't count towards the value because at the end of the day, it wasn't part of the actual food itself. As the Mishnah says, Zachal, this is the rule. Kol sheshvacho nikar, any time where the profit, where the benefit, where the different ingredients are clearly recognizable in the item itself, hashvach lefi cheshbon. In that situation, where you have leeks and fish, both of which are seen in the food, or you have the oil and the wine, where, again, both are ingredients are clearly felt and tasted in the food, then you got to assess what percentage was Ma'aser Sheni, what percentage it wasn't, and then the percentage of Ma'aser Sheni profit is considered Ma'aser Sheni, the percentage of the non-Ma'aser Sheni profit is not considered Ma'aser Sheni. However, v'chol she'ein shvacho nikar, but anything where you don't actually see the ingredients and see the benefit and the improvements in the food itself, for example, firewood, where you don't see the firewood in the food itself, obviously. So Hashvach L'Sheni, that the entire benefit, the entire product, ultimately, is considered to be Ma'aser Sheni. Quick review. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion taught us that you can't use Ma'aser Sheni money to purchase slaves or maidservants or land or non-kosher animals because, again, you can only use Ma'aser Sheni funds for food. We also said that you can't use Ma'aser Sheni funds for any obligatory karbanos, in Yerushalayim. You can only use them for voluntary karbanos, for a karbanos shlamim, and so on in the Beis HaMikdash. And we said that if you misappropriate the funds, if you use ma'aser sheni money inappropriately, then what happens is you gotta take that amount of money and use it towards ma'aser sheni food, otherwise in Yerushalayim. The mission to finish off by telling us the rule that anything that's used for any other purpose besides for eating, drinking, and anointing yourself for ma'aser sheni, you must again take that money and use it towards ma'aser sheni food in Yerushalayim, because you misappropriated it, you used it in an inappropriate way. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph taught us this rule fundamentally that ma'aser sheni money can only be used once again for eating, for drinking, or for anointing your body. And we said that it has to be used in the manner in which it's typically used. If it's typically eaten, it has to be eaten. If it's typically drunk or anointed, that's what it has to be used for. You can only use something for its general purpose that it is used, generally speaking. Then the Mishnah told us that you're not allowed to perfume the shemen, the oil of ma'aser sheni, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up throwing out the spices where the oil got absorbed. You can't throw any of ma'aser sheni. You also can't buy spiced oil, the Mishnah said, with ma'aser sheni money, because that's something that only people with refined tastes enjoy. Normal people don't enjoy it. And then the Mishnah taught us that you are, however, allowed to spice up and perfume wine, because in wine you have the spices. The spices are going to absorb the wine, but ultimately it's all consumed together, and therefore none of the ma'aser sheni is being wasted. And then the Mishnah went on to discuss cases where you have mixtures of ma'aser sheni and other items. And we said, as the Mishnah teaches us at the end, that any situation where you have two different ingredients, and ultimately when they come together, their product is more valuable than the sum of their parts. So we say that you have to assess with a percentage of how much was ma'aser sheni, how much wasn't. And that percentage of ma'aser sheni has to be assessed towards the profit. If you have two-thirds of ma'aser sheni and then two-thirds of the profit of the additional value, it has to be assessed and given towards ma'aser sheni. And if it's one-third that's not ma'aser sheni, then that one-third does not have the kedusha, does not have the holiness of ma'aser sheni, and can be assessed again towards that ultimate profit, but not towards the ma'aser sheni. If, however, the Mishnah said, you use, let's say, firewood for ma'aser sheni bread, so that firewood does not count towards ma'aser sheni, and the entirety of that bread is considered ma'aser sheni, and even though the value quadrupled, or the value certainly isn't the same as what it was when it was before it was on the firewood does not count towards the ultimate value of the bread. Have a great day.